One of the most important planning issues was transport and traffic management for the event. Bill Lawson is Executive Manager, Major Events at the RTA.
We had a traffic and transport working group which met no fewer than 10 times to cover off on all of the issues. And that was only one of the working groups. There were at least 6 to 8 of those groups, another one being communications. Not only communications within the organisations, but the message to the public. What were the expectations of the public and how do we actually manage that? So a number of things need to be brought together.
For the RTA, the event generated major road closures and diversions. Dennis Wheeler is the RTA's Transport Operations Planning Manager.
Any event, we look at how we manage the non-event community, because what will make your event successful is the non-event community. The people coming to the event, they're already happy. They know what they're doing. They're going to have a great time. They don't mind the road closures. The road closures are there for them. But it's that non-event community. It's a very large number. They can make or break your event. And certainly in the case of the Harbour Bridge, we're talking potentially something like 6,000 to 7,000 vehicles per hour normally use the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. But that has a fairly limited capacity, around about 4,000 vehicles per hour is sort of the optimum number of vehicles. And if we have too many vehicles trying to fit into the funnel, if you like, that would have generated a large amount of delays for those people perhaps trying to access the harbour tunnel, going to the airport.
So if you had a delay, let's say, on the freeway going into the Sydney Harbour Tunnel for an hour or so, how many cars would that generate in a queue? How long would the queue be?
Well, approximately 170 vehicles is equivalent to about 1 kilometre. So in the case of 6,000 vehicles, we've got about 2,000 vehicles that aren't going to get through in that hour. That gives us about a 10-kilometre single-line traffic queue. So that's certainly some considerable delay. And that would also generate problems on the rest of the arterial network. So we try and avoid that.
Rachel Herford adds,
for the actual day itself, we produce an event manual, or some might call it an operations manual, which has, I guess, the basis of everything in it you could possibly need to answer a question or give direction or have a sense. So extremely comprehensive contact lists, extremely comprehensive but very simple point form procedures. So what to do if, like, you know, you've found a lost child or you've found lost property or there's an issue with crowds or how to start the walk. So quite detailed procedural stuff specific to areas and then general across the whole event. Run sheets, so for each key component of the event, starting with the official ceremony in the morning, the walk, the plaque ceremony, each little moment, quite detailed run schedules and information about who was responsible for which bit. Maps, reporting forms if there was any sort of incident, details of radio channels. There was a very large two-way radio network operating across the city for the event, who was on which channel and how they operated. They reported back to our central control room, which was based in North Sydney, just near Milsons Point Station. So yeah, look, it gave a sense of how that all fitted together. Clearly then the minute detail that was specific to very particular roles was then with those people and didn't need to be in that document. That document went to every person working on the event, either in a hard copy or electronically, and to every government agency, an agency contact who was involved in the event. And then a separate manual was produced for volunteers, which was much simpler and very specific to their roles and how they fitted into the bigger picture.
What did you think of this particular event and what the challenges would be?
Yeah, well, certainly the challenge would have been certainly providing for a safe event, numbers of people, how they were going to actually be invited, what was the creative that was actually going to be around the event. Because the creative, meaning the sort of, you know, whether it was the entertainment or some bridge effect or fireworks or whatever it might be, all of that, of course, makes the event longer, makes the clean-up perhaps a bit longer. If we have fireworks on the bridge, there's normally always a clean-up campaign after it with street sweepers and the like, which, of course, delays the opening. So I guess the major thing was about the number of people. What was the style of the event? What were we going to do on the day? Are they going to be harbour events, like waterborne events? How are they going to impact on vantage points around the harbour, attracting people? But then, of course, the focus was really on the bridge itself and how we're going to manage people and how they're going to walk across the bridge.